Bank of America goes woke and you will suffer. By Consumers Research, sponsored, on June 9, 2023. The following article is sponsored by Consumers Research and written by Will Hild. With the nation so deeply divided, shouldn't businesses focus on serving their customers rather than woke politicians and activists? Well, Megabank Bank of America appears to answer that question with an emphatic, no. The truth is Bank of America is using its market power and resources to impose a woke dystopian agenda on the American people. Bank of America should change its name to Bank of America. Under CEO Brian Moynihan, Bank of America is Big Brother. They are monitoring your purchases, tracking your emissions, helping fund abortions, attacking your Second Amendment rights, and forcing environmental, social, and governance ESG metrics to potentially lock individuals and businesses out of key banking services. Banks shouldn't do business with people who disagree with woke ESG, Moynihan declared at January's World Economic Forum, a wokefest for the ESG elite. Working hand in glove with the United Nations Net Zero Alliance Climate Cartel, Bank of America's multi-billion-dollar lobbying efforts have helped cripple domestic energy production, forcing Americans to pay more and comply with a woke ESG agenda. As part of Bank of America's radical climate priorities, it is openly building an internal system to track consumers' carbon emissions and monitor their driving. This system will collect in-house client emissions data, estimate client emissions where not available, and monitor client progress over time. Apparently, Bank of America and its CEO Moynihan believes it is their job to monitor how Americans live their lives. Moynihan's woke climate ideology is so extreme that Bank of America goes so far as to attempt to control what consumers eat by steering investments away from carbon-intensive livestock, such as cows, and toward plant-based meat alternatives. But Bank of America's attempt to control Americans goes further. Recently, Moynihan announced Bank of America will reimburse employees' travel expenses associated with out-of-state abortions following the Supreme Court's ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Additionally, Moynihan's megabank is abusing its market power and resources to force its woke social agenda on American consumers, attacking Second Amendment rights by cutting off loans to certain firearms manufacturers. One would think the name Bank of America implies love for our country. But in its diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI training program built on the tenets of highly controversial critical race theory, employees are lectured that the United States is a racist nation that is built on white supremacy. And, in particular, white employees are instructed to confront their white privilege. This is the same bank that has invested billions of American dollars to establish a securities firm in China and invested in Communist Party-owned banks. These investments helped build the Chinese Communist Party into what it is today. Bank of America clearly does not have America's best interests at heart. That's why Consumers Research is putting Bank of America on notice with a new campaign to expose its efforts to force its ideologically driven agenda on the American people. The campaign features two national television ads, Here and Here, that highlight Bank of America's un-American activities. Consumers Research will also deploy a large billboard in Times Square and dozens of mobile billboards all over the country that will inform hardworking Americans about Bank of America putting politics over consumers. They can call themselves Bank of America, but the truth is that their CEO Brian Moynihan and his crew have been working to undermine America at every turn. Their lies start with their name. Visit bankofunamerica.org for more information. Will Hild is Executive Director of Consumers Research, America's oldest consumer protection agency.